Tennessee's two-day waiting period to get an abortion is on trial this week, and abortion rights supporters say the stakes are much higher than when the law took effect 4 years ago. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that states can require a waiting period before an abortion, even if it requires two trips to a provider. So now a majority of states have such laws. That's run many abortion providers out of business, meaning more women have to travel longer distances. Ashley Cofield is the CEO of Planned Parenthood in Tennessee, which is surrounded by states with waiting periods.
In the South, it's really hard for a woman to avoid a waiting period. No matter where you go, you're going to have a forced delay.
Tennessee's waiting period is longer than what's been deemed constitutional. A researcher from Texas A&M estimates the delay adds more than $900 to the cost of the abortion. They say that's forced many women to wait longer, which increases the risk. The state's attorneys plan to argue only a small fraction of women face such a burden. They say in court filings, the waiting period's working just as designed, because more than 2,000 women have declined abortions after their initial consultation. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.